The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, when you're thinking about going for a trip down south, you have to factor in how much you're going to spend on fuel. And once upon a time, not a factor at all. You know, maybe 50 bucks each way, maybe for a full tank. Prices have been going up at the Bowser. The previous Morrison government had introduced a plan to cut the excise and save us some money. Turns out that really hasn't happened.
It hurts, doesn't it? I mean, it certainly hurt me.
How much did you pay?
Oh, on the way down, I filled up and it was about 90 bucks.
And this is not for a big SUV, is it?
No, I've got a little Golf.
No, 90 bucks.
Yeah, and then on the way back, I mean, you know, the fuel light had come on because we'd been driving around. Yeah. I suppose it was for all weekend as well. But yeah, another 100 bucks in the car.
Wow.
So almost 200. And I remember when I first bought the car, one of the draw cards was like you could fill up for, you know, 60, 70 bucks. And now it's, yeah, about 100. But look, I don't think that I'm in for any relief at any point soon. The fuel just keeps going up and up and up. I had a bit of a look at the Fuel Watch website this morning, and you know, the cheapest in Perth at the moment, just for your normal regular petrol, is $1.76.7, and that's at Costco. But the average is about $2 a litre around the metro,
and so expected to go up again midweek as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's interesting, like, it's now anybody who has anything to do with monetary policy, even the RBA, are being forced to answer questions on fuel prices. The RBA Assistant Governor Christopher Kent delivered some information on what was going on and how global pressures are driving up petrol prices, and that excise relief, you know, was just wiped out. It's just wiped out. There's nothing you can do about it when the barrel cost of oil keeps going up. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what the new Albanese government can do about cost of living, because some of these things are pretty hard for a government to control.
This is very true. And look, I mean, they have said that they will not commit to extending the cut to the excise any more than these 6 months from Morrison. So, you know, it's hard to see what relief will be in sight there.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.